Well, as we go to the table of the Lord this morning, the title of the message is right there, Communion. You should be prepared with the elements. If this is the first time that you have partaken with us, we have a cup of wine, and this morning I have no bread. I have a broken crouton. You know, it's not required to have the little round wafer, because these elements are but symbols. And they are designed to bring our view into focus and to focus on Jesus Christ. Paul talks in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians of those who partake unworthily, not discerning the body of the Lord. And we could add, not discerning the body or blood of the Lord. So, in addition to, remembering Jesus, we are to have discernment about Jesus when we come to this table. I'm going back to Isaiah 53 again. Isaiah starts out by saying, who has believed our report? Now that's the King James. The literal is, who has amened the hearing of us? And this word, amen, contrary to popular use, as many would say, oh, so be it. Oh, that's our desire. So be it. In scriptural use, it's principally used of God. He's called the faithful or amen God. And with God, there is no doubt. So we could literally say, who has no doubt in our report, or no doubt in the hearing of us? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now, speaking of Jesus Christ, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. There's nothing particularly attractive about his physical appearance. And when we shall see him, There is no beauty that we should desire him. He took on the form of a man. He became kinned with us. The Hebrews letter indicates he took that form that he might reach down with the intent to help. It says, he is despised and rejected of man. King James says, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The word being translated sorrows in the Hebrew is makab, and it means pain, and acquainted with grief, choli, disease, sickness, infirmity. And the literal is, and he was made to be acquainted with choli. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. And we esteemed him not. Verse 4 says, surely he has borne our choli, sickness, disease, infirmity, and carried or borne away, borne upon himself our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, musar, that word means that which was required for restoration to original purpose or condition. The chastisement of our peace, our shalom, our well-being, our wholeness was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. No better definition of sin, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, I want to go back. This is the communion table. And I want to bring discernment. I want to bring understanding not only to you but to me at this table. I've never seen this before. I was studying this week, and I stopped at the first word in this fourth verse. Translated, surely. The Hebrew word is achin, achin. It's an adverb. It's an adverb with a strong, assertive force. And it could just as easily been translated, but indeed. But in fact. In opposed to what was wrongly imagined. Expressing the truth or expressing reality. End of the third verse, it says, and we esteemed him not. But in fact, he has borne our sicknesses, our diseases, our infirmities, speaking of Christ, and he carried the pains thereof away. Now, we go back to the imagination. To what was imagined. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. We thought he got the same punishment like that, because it's the same word that Miriam got when she tried to usurp the position God had put Moses in. And she was smitten with leprosy. For a while. So this, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, is kind of a expression of our imagination, the report by Isaiah about Christ that he got from God was and should and could be read this way. But in fact, he bore our sicknesses and carried the pains thereof away. And he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. That which was required for our restoration, for our shalom, for our peace, for our well-being, was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. But in fact, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. this cup at the table of the Lord is but a symbol of his blood. And blood represents life. And he gave his life to redeem us. This bread represents his body. It says of Jesus that he gave his back to the smiters. And in fact, with his stripes, we are healed, Isaiah says, 700 years before the event. Peter, looking back immediately after the event, looks with the perspective and says, with his stripes, you were healed. Now, folks, this table, this table of grace is a table of faith. There is no time with God. Many today have or operate in faith that serves themselves. True faith honors God and looks forward, waiting with expectation for the fulfillment of the promises. Hebrews 11 says, and these all died not having obtained the promise. But the 39th verse of Hebrews 11 says, after cataloging the heroes of faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, it says, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. We're not perfect yet. But what promises we have in Jesus Christ. I came this morning to this table limping because of a bad back. And because of a bad back, I have the opportunity to grab by faith this promise of God that not only did Jesus take up my infirmity, but he carried the pains thereof away. Praise God. And I'm taking, as you should take, this bread by faith, claiming the promise that with his stripes, in fact, we are healed. And with the cup, coming to this table of grace, sinner that I am, but looking unto Jesus Christ, of whom it is said, the Lord laid on him all our iniquities. I'm not perfect yet. If you're listening to this, you're not perfect yet either. But we have that hope of the promise of God that we will be found perfect in Christ. And we take the cup this morning. We're thanking God for his grace. And we take it by faith in order that we might have a good report through faith whereby God is not ashamed to be called our God. Take these elements, declaring with your mouth that with his stripes we were healed, and by the blood of the Lamb are we cleansed from all our sins.